Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He was playing with a lot of confidence. He saw the puck well. He plays the puck well, too, which is an added benefit. It makes it, I think it helps our defensemen when we're going back for pucks, and he has the ability to play the puck himself. He helped us in a lot of areas, but he made some big saves at key times.
Doc Emmerich, who's a fan of our show.
No doubt about it. Just saying.
Right there.
Stopped.
The talk to us yesterday. That was awesome. We'll be back at the Pittsburgh Marriott City Center tomorrow for Penguins and Coyotes. Last night, Tristan Jarry, probably his best game, which is saying something because he's been outstanding so far this year. Minimum 10 appearances. His save percentage of .936 is the best in the NHL.
Guess how many points higher it is than Matt Murray's?
40?
39. Close enough. Price is right, you lose, though. That one throw you off a little bit?
I think that might be the Price is Right's biggest contribution to, like, the free world.
Closest without going over?
Yeah. Because I have actually, when pressed with questions like that, I have, before providing an answer, I've stopped the person and said, are we playing Price is Right rules?
You're a smart guy, though. You're a calculator. Matt Murray's got an .897 save percentage. And I know, like, goals allowed is never a great stat anymore in hockey, but it's still good. And save percentage is a lot better. And it's, you know what else I look at right now with both of these guys? The eye test. The eye test tells me that Tristan Jarry is clearly the better goalie, and he's basically the same age. He's a year younger. They were coming up together, and you'll recall, Pony, I know you're plugged into this stuff. I know you pay attention. When those two were, what, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, who was the hotter name of the two as far as a prospect?
Jarry was considered
correct.
At least
he was the better prospect.
The most
he was their next
buzz.
Goalie of the future. Matt Murray literally came out of nowhere to overtake him and become what he has become.
Okay, so is this change temporary or permanent?
It can be permanent for now.
Isn't that the definition of temporary?
Oh, that's a good point. It can be... Here, let me rephrase that. I actually said the reverse of what I meant. I think you can make it temporary, but with each passing strong game he plays, it can move towards being the permanent change. Because I don't look at Tristan Jarry as somebody that has any sort of like fatal flaw in his game. I think Matt Murray's done a lot for this franchise, but if one of the sort of goals here for the Penguins is to always stay flexible with where they're allocating their funds, if you feel like you've got another franchise caliber player at that position and the coach likes him, which is, by the way, the most interesting thing to me, because that was the Murray-Fleury debate. Sullivan was a Murray guy. If Sullivan's now a Jarry guy, why wouldn't you? You're hurt.
Why wouldn't you do what?
Keep him in. Let ride Tristan Jarry until he starts to play poorly. If he starts to play poorly, how many guys are hurt on this team right now? All of them?
So you're recommending that Mike Sullivan make Jarry the number one, and that would give Matt Murray the second back-to-back starts and really nothing else until Jarry cools off?
Yes. What's the problem with that?
Because Matt Murray is your franchise goaltender. You're paying him that way. He's won you two Stanley Cups.
They were paying Marc-Andre Fleury a lot of money when Matt Murray won those cups.
Yes. He went in and he won games in April and May and into June as a goaltender. Like, yeah, like that changes your mind. But I don't think games in early December would cause for the pendulum to turn and Jarry's direction. I agree. Right now, he is the better goaltender. And when you are starving for points, you play the hotter hand goalie. But I don't think that what we're witnessing right now is in any way a changing of the guard at the position, because I don't think these games mean enough to the Penguins where you would want to put that kind of importance or significance on them. Like, you just referenced it. Murray wrestled the job away from a franchise favorite because he did it in the playoffs. Like, if Tristan Jarry's good and plays, I don't know, a relatively high number of games, if he plays like 40-plus games and puts up good numbers, that's not going to be enough to make him the number one. And
Matt Murray played 13 regular season games when he took control of the net in the 15-16 season in the playoffs.
Yes.
13.
Yeah.
That was the sample size they used for
right.
him. So why are you saying
because
Tristan Jarry needs to play?
Because the playoff games mean so much more and count for so much more.
He got the playoff starter job after 13 games of NHL hockey as a pro.
Yes.
That is my point. If you're saying Tristan Jarry could play 40 really good games and it wouldn't be enough, I beg to differ. Matt Murray supplanted a guy who had already won a cup, who was beloved in this town, because of 13 really good regular season games where he was almost uniformly excellent. My point is there should be no sacred cows at that position.
I just said I would play Jarry because he's the better goaltender right now. But I don't think that that signals that we have a guy who is taking the job away from Murray and making the Penguins think twice about Murray's future with the organization. Like, do you read that deeply into it? Because I don't yet.
I don't yet. But
because
I don't
they're
think
December
we're that
games
far off.
And not playoff games.
I mean, Murray played 4 December games for them, went 2-2. One of them was a shootout loss.
Right.
Then he didn't play again until March.
Well, go
1st.
Look up Murray's numbers from last October and November. He was terrible. He's a slow starter.
Okay.
He's also not a guy that over the course of an 82 game season has proven to give you production.
You've called him a big game goalie,
he's
not
a big
great
game,
goalie.
Exactly. He's a clutch performer.
So if Tristan Jarry plays great games over and over again in the regular season, why wouldn't you consider making him the man?
I would give him the nod in the playoffs.
Jarry?
Yes.
Okay, then we're on the same page here. Like, you have described Matt Murray as Eli Manning
yes.
before, except as a goalie.
Yep.
And if Tristan Jarry plays even like, name me a guy that is not quite highest echelon quarterback, but still really good in the NFL. Like, just outside your top five. Carson Wentz?
No, he's not that high.
Prescott? No, because he doesn't win playoff games. Okay, now this is getting difficult.
What's your point?
My point is, with Murray, if you have a guy that you have compared to Eli Manning and there's somebody else, his backup is playing like an objectively better player, you just don't know his big game history, play him and find out. Play the better player at the position. Don't go on past resume here. Matt Murray hasn't won a cup in 2 years now.
Yep.
So guess what? If he had won 4 straight cups, maybe I'd feel differently. As insane as that sounds. But if this guy is playing that much better, don't go away from it.
I also think that Jarry will come back down to earth and Murray will get it together in the next few weeks. And by January 1st, 2020, Murray will be the number one goalie again.
I'm not making any Penguins predictions, though, because I said Sullivan would be fired by Christmas. So.
You also said that after 3 games, they would miss the playoffs. So
yeah.
I would stay away from the online sports book that you've been touting.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Terrible take. Ooh, that one hasn't come out of mothballs in a while. Oh, oh,
oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.